Documents show a man linked to the murder case against former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez told police Hernandez admitted firing the fatal shots. Carlos Ortiz told investigators that Ernest Wallace said Hernandez admitted shooting Odin Lloyd near Hernandez's home. Checking baseball scores, the Red Sox snapped a 3-game losing streak, winning 11-8 over the Mariners last night. Jackie Bradley Jr. hit a tie-breaking homer, and Shane Victorino slugged the last of Boston's 5 long balls to help with the win. After going 16 innings Monday night, it was a much shorter game yesterday. Marlon Byrd hit a grand slam in the 8th to propel the Mets to a 10-6 win over San Francisco. And Kansas City sent the Yankees to their 3rd straight loss, 3-1. Elsewhere in the American League, Texas doubled up Baltimore 8-4. Adrian Beltre went 4-for-4 with 2 homers and a season-high 5 RBIs. Cleveland blanked Toronto 3-0. The White Sox cruised ahead of Detroit 11-4, and Tampa Bay defeated Minnesota 4-1. In the National League, it was Philadelphia over Washington 4-2. Miami fell to Atlanta 6-4. Milwaukee shut out Cincinnati 2-0. The Dodgers bested Arizona 6-1, and San Diego topped Colorado 2-1. Lastly, in interleague play, Oakland won against Pittsburgh 2-1. The Cubs 7, the Angels 2, and St. Louis beat Houston 9-5. ESPN is reporting that Milwaukee star Ryan Braun and several others refused to answer questions during a recent meeting with Major League Baseball about his connection to Tony Bosch in the Biogenesis Clinic in Miami. Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez has not yet been interviewed. In the NBA, Chris Anderson will resign with the Miami Heat. In soccer news, the U.S. men's national team won 6-1 over Belize. Finally, Germany's Marcel Kittel won the 10th stage of the Tour de France in a sprint finish. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.